안녕하십니까? 2013학년도 7월 고3 전국연합학력평가 영어 B형 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2013학년도 7월 고3 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 22번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 B형 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 20번까지는 한 번만 방송되고 21번과 22번은 연속으로 두 번 방송됩니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Do you have any plans for the weekend?
Nothing special. Do you have anything in mind?
I have two free tickets for the musical Cats. Would you like to go with me?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson. I was told you wanted to see me.
Yes, Amy. I looked through your essay, and I thought you could do better than this.
Well, I did my best. Could you tell me what I did wrong?
3번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
The weather has been so awful. I just can't stand the summer heat.
Neither can I. Honey, why don't we buy an air conditioner?
I'd love to, but I'm worried about the cost of electricity.
4번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you ever been invited to social gatherings you didn't want to attend? If you've experienced this situation, you may know how difficult it is to reject the invitation. But sometimes turning it down can be the only realistic solution because of a busy schedule or personal reasons. You can use the following tips to refuse an invitation politely and respectfully. First, understand why you were invited and thank the person who invited you. Then show regret that you're not able to attend and let the person know that you would accept the invitation under different circumstances. Cards and gifts can also be good ways to smooth the situation over.
5번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Scott. Did you get my email about our project?
Yes, but I couldn't open the file you attached. It needs a password.
I texted the password to you. Didn't you get it?
Oh, I haven't checked my phone yet. But why did you set a password?
Well, there's some personal information in the file. I want to keep it safe.
But I'm also involved in the project. You don't need to worry.
That's not the point. We need a password just in case.
Why? What could possibly happen?
Well, if I sent the file to the wrong email address by mistake, someone else would be able to read all our personal information.
I see what you mean. I heard a story about someone whose personal information was leaked that way.
So now you know why it's always better to be safe than sorry. Have you ever touched your cotton shirt with inky fingers by mistake? If this happens to you, don't panic. I'll show you how to deal with this. You can begin by applying hairspray to the stain on your shirt. This will start loosening the stain. The next stage is to put a half teaspoon of dishwashing detergent in some water. Then, soak the stained fabric in the water for half an hour. If the stain is still visible after soaking it, try rubbing alcohol into it. Then, the ink stain will be gone. By following this method, you can easily remove these annoying stains.
Finally, the exams are over.
Yeah, it was really stressful. Let's have fun now.
Great. How about playing computer games together?
Aren't there any other fun things to do besides just playing games?
I don't know. Oh, why don't we go to the youth center downtown?
Haven't you heard? It closed down last month.
Really? That's too bad. What are we going to do now?
Well, it seems that all the places out there are either for adults or children.
Yeah, we need more places for teens to get rid of stress.
It would be great if there were a place for us to play sports or learn musical instruments.
I totally agree. Michelle, how was your trip to Brazil?
It was awesome. I took many photos of breathtaking scenery and lots of wildlife. It's perfect for my next project.
What is the theme of your project?
Wildlife in the Amazon. I'm going to have a photo exhibition on it.
Sounds wonderful. When is it?
It's the first week of the next month.
I'd like to write about your exhibition in our magazine. Could you make some time for an interview next week?
You want to interview me?
Yes. I want to write an article about your work for the next issue.
Oh, really? I'm so honored. I'll check my schedule and let you know.
Hey,
Brian, take a look at the new children's library.
Wow, it looks great. But why didn't you use a square table?
Well, the corners of square tables can be dangerous for children, so I went with a circular one.
That makes sense. I see you put the bookshelves at the back of the room.
Yes, and I put the teddy bear on the bookshelves.
Oh, that's cute. Why didn't you put the tree in the corner next to the bookshelves? There's some extra space.
I thought the tree would block the clock, so I placed it next to the table.
I guess you're right. Oh, you put the bulletin board on the left side of the room.
Yes, I wanted it to be beside the clock so that more people look at it.
That's a great idea. The children will see it whenever they check the time.
10번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Judy, are you done with your wedding preparations?
Not really. I've been really busy with my new project.
What's your job in the project?
I have to organize the survey results. It's really time-consuming.
I can help you with it. Why don't you just focus on your wedding?
Thanks, but the project is also my responsibility. I'll just let my wedding planner deal with everything.
But you should at least choose your honeymoon on your own.
I can't even find the time to drop by the post office to send my wedding invitations.
Well, I can do that for you.
How sweet of you. I'll treat you to a nice dinner after the wedding.
Oh, don't worry about it.
11번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Midwood High School. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Sandy Williams from Orange County. I'm calling to ask you something.
Okay, what is it?
A few days ago, my father lost consciousness on the street. One of your students called 911 and took him to the hospital.
Oh, do you know the student's name?
I'm afraid I don't. One of the nurses in the hospital said that the student was wearing your school uniform.
Did you hear anything else?
Oh, I heard that the student had a blue necktie.
Then he must be a freshman.
Could you find the student for me? I'd like to give him a thank you gift.
Of course. I'll call you back when I find him. Could you leave your phone number?
Sure. It's 234-5578. Thank you so much.
12번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지하철 이용을 선호하는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Susan. Good to see you.
Hi, Ken. I didn't expect to see you here. Don't you drive to work?
I usually do, but my wife is using my car today.
I see. I used to drive, but I prefer to take the subway these days.
Really? Isn't it stressful taking the crowded subway?
A little bit, but it's okay if I leave earlier, before rush hour.
But still, driving is more comfortable for me. Do you have any special reason why you prefer the subway?
It's because I can do lots of things on the subway and make the most of my time.
What do you usually do?
I read books or listen to music. The best part is that I can take my time to plan for the day.
I see your point.
13번 대화를 듣고 졸업여행에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Minji, how's the preparation going for our graduation trip?
It seems to be going well. We can visit Dokdo as planned.
That's great. I've always wanted to visit there.
I'm sure it'll be a memorable experience for our class members.
I can't wait. How can we get there? By airplane?
No, we'll get there by ship from Ulleungdo.
How exciting! Do you know how much it costs for the trip?
A tour package for 2 nights and 3 days is about $200, including accommodation.
I think the price is reasonable. And is it possible to drop by Gyeongju on the way back? I was told Gyeongju is a beautiful city.
Sure. Actually, it's included in our trip.
Awesome. So, we're going there on the last day of July, right? I need to reschedule my part-time job.
Right. Make sure you don't mess up the dates.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Excuse me, can I rent some bicycles?
Sure, how many do you want?
3. 2 for adults and 1 for a child. How much is the rental fee?
A regular bike for adults costs $8 an hour, but I recommend this tandem bike. 2 people can pedal together with it.
Oh, that sounds good. I can ride it with my wife. How much is it?
It's $12 an hour.
Then I'll go with that. And I still need one more bike for my son.
How about this one? This kid's bike costs half as much as the tandem bike.
Good. I'll rent it too.
Okay. How long would you like to ride them?
For 2 hours.
Then you'll rent one tandem bike and one kid's bike for 2 hours, right?
Yes. Here's the rental fee.
(15번) 2013 탤런트 쇼의 오디션에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Johnson High School students. Please pay attention to this announcement. We're going to hold the 2013 talent show on July 12th. If you'd like to participate in the show, you should audition beforehand. The audition will be held at the auditorium over 2 days, next Monday and Tuesday. The audition for singing will take place on Monday, and the next day is scheduled for dancing. There's no limit to the number of applicants for the audition, but only 10 teams or individuals will be selected for the talent show at the festival. Application forms can be downloaded from the school website. Please make sure to drop by the student council office and submit your application. The application deadline is this Saturday. Please don't miss it.
16번 라마에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Today we are going to talk about llamas. Llamas are animals living in flocks in the Andes Mountains of South America. Llamas are extremely curious, so they approach people easily. In addition, they're intelligent enough to learn simple tasks after a few repetitions. Llamas can serve as guards to protect livestock from coyotes and other predators, since they're instinctively alert and aware of their surroundings. Llamas are widely used for their meat and as working animals by the people living in the Andes Mountains. Their hair and skin are used to make cloth and shoes. Llamas are as useful to the mountain people as camels are to the people of the desert.
17번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 예약하고자 하는 통나무집을 고르시오.
Hello, this is Springfield Resort. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Malcolm Robinson. I'd like to make a reservation for next weekend. Do you have any log cabins available?
Sure. How many people are coming?
2 adults and 1 child. I think a medium or large size cabin would be good.
Okay. We have 4 cabins available in those sizes. Would you like to stay by the lake or on the hill?
I think the scenery would be better by the lake.
Good choice. How about the large cabin? It's $400 a night.
Oh, that's way too expensive. I can't afford to spend more than $300 a night.
Then there are 2 options you can choose. One has a kitchen and the other doesn't. Which one would you like?
My wife said she wants a kitchen, so we'll take that one.
18번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
헬로, this is Spice and Spice. How may I help you?
I'm calling because I ordered some spices a week ago, but I haven't received them yet.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Let me check. Can I have your username, please?
Yes, it's HappyJS.
Thank you. Ah, you ordered the Thai spice package. But your order was sent back to us because the address was wrong.
What? Can I check the address, please?
Sure. It's 556 Tiffany Street, Town Hill, San Diego.
Oh, I forgot to change my address on your website. Could you send the package again to my new address?
Yes, ma'am, but in this case, you need to pay the shipping fee. I saw a new face in your department this morning.
Yeah, he joined us last week. He's a new recruit.
You've always complained your team was short-handed. It's good news for you.
Well, I hope so.
You hope so? What do you mean by that? You don't seem to like having him.
Well, I just don't feel I'll get along with him very well.
Why not? Have you had any trouble with him?
No, he just speaks slowly and looks clumsy, so I don't think he can do his job well.
How would you feel if somebody treated you simply by the first impression? I mean, negatively.
I'd feel terrible. Okay, I understand what you're saying.
20번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 민수가 수진에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Minsu and Sujin are classmates. Minsu wants to volunteer as an interpreter for foreign visitors in an international sports event. He suggests Sujin apply for the volunteer work with him. However, Sujin is hesitant to accept. She's afraid of talking with foreigners because she has had few opportunities to meet foreign people. But she likes English so much and has been studying it a lot. Minsu is sure that this volunteer work will be helpful for Sujin to get over her fear of speaking English. He wants to encourage Sujin to apply for the volunteer work. In this situation, what would Minsu most likely say to Sujin?
21번과 22번은 두 번 들려줍니다. 21번과 22번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, citizens. As you know, there are a number of people who have been suffering from Parkinson's disease. We, the Parkinson's community, will gather in Central Park to raise funds for those patients and show our support for them. Join us for a walking event on this coming September 15th. If you don't want to walk, you can stay and enjoy a variety of other activities. There is no registration fee, but all registered participants can donate as much money as they want. Also, some donations go towards the cure for Parkinson's disease and to help finance the event. To be more specific, the majority of the funds support the medical treatment for Parkinson's patients who are suffering financially. Our funds also contribute to the Parkinson's disease research conducted by the major Parkinson's disease foundations. And part of our funds go to the expenses of promoting this walking event, as well as making souvenirs for the participants. Don't miss this great chance to share your heart. Thank you.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, citizens. As you know, there are a number of people who have been suffering from Parkinson's disease. We, the Parkinson's community, will gather in Central Park to raise funds for those patients and show our support for them. Join us for a walking event on this coming September 15th. If you don't want to walk, you can stay and enjoy a variety of other activities. There is no registration fee, but all registered participants can donate as much money as they want. Also, some donations go towards the cure for Parkinson's disease and to help finance the event. To be more specific, the majority of the funds support the medical treatment for Parkinson's patients who are suffering financially. Our funds also contribute to the Parkinson's disease research conducted by the major Parkinson's disease foundations. And part of our funds go to the expenses of promoting this walking event, as well as making souvenirs for the participants. Don't miss this great chance to share your heart. Thank you.
21번. 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것은? (22번) 기금이 쓰이는 용도로 언급되지 않은 것은? (23번) 이제 듣기 말하기 문제는 다 끝났습니다. 23번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.